Sharpening Skills for the TOEFL IBT. 4 Practice Tests. Book 1. Copyright 2007. Compass. All rights reserved.
Practice Test 1.
Listening Section.
Listen to part of a lecture in a psychology class.
So, we have been talking about human cognitive and social development. Now, I'd like to move along to discuss Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs, a very influential theory that has been widely applied both inside and outside the field of psychology in, education, social work, and even criminal justice. Now, Maslow began his career studying the behavior of monkeys, and, one of the most interesting things he noticed was that some of the monkeys' needs took precedence over others. Some needs appeared to be more important. For example, if the monkeys were both hungry and thirsty, they would seek water before food. See, you can only live for a few days without water, but food... Well, food is still important, you still have to eat, but the need for water is stronger. The monkeys also needed to play, to get exercise, but the needs for food and water were more pressing. Out of his observations of monkeys, and later observation of people, Maslow developed his ideas into the now famous hierarchy of human needs. Let's take a look at each layer of these needs in greater detail. As the monkey story illustrates, the first layer, the physiological needs, is the foundation, the needs that must be met first. Unless you get enough oxygen, water, protein, salt, sugar, vitamins, and minerals, and unless you maintain a healthy pH balance, body temperature, and so on, you won't live long enough to worry about very many other needs. Moving on, the second layer of needs is, the need for safety and security. So, let's say you meet all your physiological needs. Soon, you'll probably start thinking about finding stability and protection, developing structure, creating order, those kinds of things. Defined negatively, when you're no longer hungry and thirsty, fears and anxieties are your next concern. You want to find a safe neighborhood, job security, a retirement plan, and so on. Meet these needs, and you'll focus on the needs for love and belonging, which is the third level in Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You have your food, your comfortable shelter, your job security, and you begin to feel the need for friends, a partner, a sense of community even. If you don't meet these needs, you'll grow susceptible to loneliness and social anxieties, a major problem in modern urban societies, alienation. There are socially acceptable ways to meet these needs, getting married, joining a club or church, and less socially acceptable ways, like joining a gang or getting involved in a drug culture. Now, we're at the fourth level, esteem, needs, and here, pay attention, Maslow notes two subsets. The lower one is the need for respect from others, status, fame, glory, recognition. Get the idea? The higher form involves the need for self-respect, confidence, achievement, freedom even. Now, this stratification of esteem needs is often debated, though I think Maslow had it right in the first place. Self-respect is the higher form. Unlike the respect of others, and we all know how fickle that is, once you gain self-respect, it's a lot harder to lose. Fail to meet your esteem needs, and you're a candidate for some significant psychological problems. Maslow didn't believe humans could meet all four levels of their needs and just stop and be content. They would continuously need to grow, emotionally, cognitively, and socially. This is what he refers to as self-actualization, the fifth level. Few people meet all four preceding levels of their needs, so Maslow had less of an observable basis to define what self-actualization meant. And let's face it, this level is also the most abstract, the hardest to pin down. He did point out that self-actualized individuals, at least the ones he observed, tended to be autonomous, not overly concerned about social norms, yet at the same time had a strong sense of ethics and concern for the human species. They demonstrate a non-hostile sense of humor as well as a sense of humility and respect for others. They tended to be very creative, inventive people. One thing educators, for example, have taken from Maslow's theory is the importance of making sure children have their most basic needs met as forming an important foundation on which to teach them not only knowledge, but also the values of self-respect and respect for others. Let's take a brief look at how this is done, okay?
Now get ready to answer the questions. You may use your notes to help you answer.